is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Hey everybody, it is December 31st, 2020. This is the Geeks Next Door episode 243. And since we all don't have lives, it's New Year's Eve, we're here doing a podcast. What's happening, brothers?
What's up? We have lives, they're just lives that end a little bit earlier than other people's lives.
Yes. I know, but you remember when you used to make fun of those people that are like, oh, they're home by 9:30 and it's time for sleepy time.
Yes, that was funny.
Yeah, well, that's us now.
Exactly. I was just reminiscing to myself about my most favoriteest New Year's Eve experience, which consisted of drinking champagne at 10:30, throwing up, and then drinking more champagne until midnight.
Was it the champagne that made you throw up, or were you throw up because there was other stuff in your tummy?
Oh, no, it was champagne.
Alright. Was this like too much champagne, or you just don't do champagne well, like I don't do shit at Dave's grandma's well?
Right, probably all of the above.
Alright, that's cool.
The one I remember, I think it was 2000, dude. I think it was 2000. I can't remember. I know we were somewhere at someone's house. It was a house that I've not been to again, but like, you know, because it was like Joe Emerson was there and stuff like that, and we were playing. What's the game where you got to try and get the person that you say a word and try and get the person to guess? It's basically like password.
Taboo.
Yes, taboo, right? And then they put me and Chris on the same team, and just got destroyed. Because you can say things if you know someone long enough, you just say a word, and they like you instantly know what they're saying. But yeah, yep. I just remember that.
I don't remember many of them. I remember most of them being kind of annoying. I'm like, all right, here we go again. This is dumb. Now everybody else gets to go have sex, and I don't. Sucks. Right.
I remember, one at the apartment, me and Matt's apartment, where all I know is they played like 24 hours of Iron Chef, like old school Iron Chef, like cuisine. Yes.
I do, yeah.
It's very delicious. I enjoy this.
Seems about right.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, I mean, there's just three of us here tonight. The other two apparently have lives or will show up eventually. I will eventually go back to my party, which is my wife with her friends upstairs. So, I don't know, maybe we'll do East Coast Countdown if we can make it till 11.
Nerds up there.
I know. But it was funny. Amy's like, oh, you're still doing that podcast? I'm like, yeah, it's Thursday night. Why wouldn't I? I'm like,
that's what Joy said, too.
Like, well, you're usually in bed by 10:30. She's like, well, I thought we were going to play a board game. It's like, nope. I said, you guys can play a board game. I know you'll be drinking. I don't want to fucking play a board game with people that have been drinking all night.
Yeah. I told Joy, I'm going to go downstairs and podcast. And she's like, really? You think you can skip one every once in a while?
We skipped last week, you fucker.
I did last week.
Everybody did. Like, I was the only one. I was on at, like, 10:30, and everyone, I was looked around, and no one was around, because everybody's like, it's fucking Christmas Eve, dude. We're going to go home. We're going to party. We're going to go to bed.
But, yeah. And, Adam, you always have, like, a rebuttal of Joy says, like, you're not going to skip that. It's like, hey, remember when you skipped every movie I've ever invited you to with those guys? Yeah. How about you go to one of them?
Whoa. She's got good reason. She's going to go in 2 weeks with her best friend, George, or whatever his name is. I don't know his name.
Yeah, like, you know, how, like, Ryan has, like, Tara, his secret, you know, work wife. Yeah, she's got her husband. It's not really a secret. Adam's just all in the corner. Say, look, it's not gay. It's not gay if I hang out in the corner.
It's not it. Really, it's not. Yeah, she came home with a bottle of wine that she wanted to drink tonight, and it had the name Josh on it, and I'm like, oh, I see where I rate tonight.
You and Josh.
That's her ex-boyfriend. Like,
you and Josh going to have a night together, I see.
Like,
Well,
It's the end of the year. Some people are happy. Most people are happy it's the end of this year. I'm indifferent. It was a shitty year health-wise, I guess. But, I mean, it's the year where everybody learned to live Chris's dream. You work from home. You get all your shit delivered through Amazon. And sometimes they give you food sent to you, too. It's great. I love it, you know? Other than they closed down the gyms, it sucked. But other than that, it was good.
I think they should always close down the gym. Like, run around outside. You seem to enjoy that. You're like,
I do.
You run around.
I don't have heavy weights at home yet. That's what I'm working on.
Oh.
What do you consider a heavy weight? Like, more than 5 pounds?
Four and a half. I top out about 4.5, so.
So if we get 2 4.5-pound weights and strap them to your ankles, you could run outside.
Why would I do that? That's not. I don't put weight on me to run.
Wait. You don't?
No, it's really bad for you.
Everybody weighs. That's how everybody runs, right?
Yes, yes.
See, this is what the training you need to do. It's a fucking Rocky training, hardcore training montage. You just pick up things.
Look
at this guy. This guy's ripped. No, he's Rocky. Not. Rocky's ripped.
He's not, ready though. To go. I don't want to be ripped. I want to be
healthy.
Snipped.
Whoa.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh. Yeah, because I'm sure Rocky was movie ripped. So it's all about the angles.
And the baby oil. How much baby oil is on there?
And the HGH. Yes. Everybody knows that.
The airbrushing nowadays.
The airbrushing, right? The thing where you don't drink water for like 3 days beforehand, so you can get all the striations on in the muscles and stuff.
Somebody should redo like fucking the what's the Spartan movie?
Spartacus.
300. Somebody should redo 300 with like normal size guys, but still spray paint fucking the abs on with so they're normal size, but they still got abs for some reason. That'd be great.
Why don't we do that?
Where they're just regular guys. Sure, they're well trained, but they're wearing like head to floor, you know, like armor, bronze armor, because that's what they wore. They're like, this is the reason we're so good is we have armor.
No. It's like any adventure game or fighting game where the women fight. They have to have everything open from their midriff all the way down. How does that protect you?
This is we don't keep anything important in our stomachs. Everybody knows it.
So end of the year. What do you guys give me something media wise that you remember for the year that you really enjoyed consuming? Movie, TV, never know how much movies this year, but TV show, space opera, fucking music, something that you're like, you know what, that fucking was great. I love doing that. And then we'll talk about our normal kind of shit after that. What do you think? Doesn't have to be the best thing, just something that was up there.
Space opera.
I don't know.
What did I.
Just give me one, and then we'll talk about it a little bit.
Well, let's.
I like Picard. I thought Picard was really good. I thought, like, I didn't have, like, you know, I thought Discovery was good. I was like, all right, Discovery's good. And then Picard, I was like, dude, what are they really going to do? Oh, he's retired. And then it turned out to be, like, really good. I really liked, like, his crew. I really liked everyone there. So I thought that was good.
Okay. Yeah, I enjoyed Picard. I was going to say, I think that it was written really well.
Yes.
I was gonna say there's a lot of like nuance to it that you might not even catch if you're not a kind of a Star Trek fan. That's good.
Yep.
What about you, Adam?
I don't know. I think all I watched was Mandalorian.
Okay, then that's a good one, right? Because we all fucking enjoyed that show like crazy, right?
Yeah, we did. Yep. I think that's it. About it. I'm looking through the list, seeing if I could find anything that sticks out that I actually watched. Nope.
That's fine. I mean, I have an advantage. I sent my work, all the shows I really enjoyed this year.
You mean the ones that you watched while you were working?
No, because most of these are ones that I watch with Amy, always, you know. So the last season, I'm trying to like encompass an entire many seasons of a show into one last season, but I really like The Good Place. That was a really good ending, and it's a comedy, but there's also a lot of shit in there that's pretty fucking like existential and fun to think about. So I really like that show. Okay, what else? What else you got for me?
I think they did a super good job on that. Let's say
Mandalorian.
Classic. Nice work, Adam. I didn't think anyone was going to say that.
Right?
Gee, it's a whole year, man. It's a tough one to go all the way back to. Go ahead.
What's Cheer? It's like a Netflix thing.
Yeah.
That looks kind of good, man.
For me, Lovecraft Country was a really good one. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I totally, it was on there and I liked it a lot and I just forgot all about it.
I it's one of those shows where if it was available for binging, I probably would have binged it. It was really good.
Right. Yeah, and it was weird. Like some of the weird stuff that happened, and they did a good job with that.
Uh-huh.
Like weird ass magics and fucking controlling Lovecraftian monsters with my brain.
Yeah, I think with that, like, I think it could have reached deeper. Like, there's more in there that I wanted, but I think that's easy to save for, like, a second season. Be like, all right, just give him a little bit. Just give him a taste of this.
Yeah.
Is it, like, Cthulhu-ish?
Yeah, 100%.
Really?
Yeah, it's basically a guy and his uncle and a girl that lives on the street. He's kind of a love interest a little bit. Like, they go looking for his father. and they go on an adventure, and there's fucking Cthulhu-ass Cthulhu shit. And fucking weird shit, like...
Is it creepier? Yeah, sorry, I just want to ask. Is it creepier, worth watching? So, is it creepier than, like, American Horror Story?
No. It's... Not that... I think it's more mystery-based than anything, honestly. You're trying to figure out what's going on, kind of a thing.
Yeah, it's definitely mystery-based in a lot of that stuff, but then it will do the thing where something happens and it's super violent and, like, blood goes... And you're like, whoa! That's fucking gross.
Tentacles come out of nowhere.
Right, tentacles come out, but you can see that it's, like... They have a couple different storylines at certain times going, and... Like, the monsters and the ghosts and the mystery aren't the same through everything. Like, this will be, like, a Lovecraftian one. This will be, weird racism stuff and magic over here. And this will be, like, weird-ass fucking creepy doll-looking ghosts who are, like... with, like, painted faces and stuff so they look like African-American caricatures and shit. And you're like, bleh, that's just weird.
Yep.
You've off of...
Yeah, off of Chris' recommendation, The Last Dance, Jordan, was fucking really good.
Yeah, it's better than you think it is. Like, I put that off for so long because I was like, I don't care. I know what happened, but it was still very much worth the watch.
It was, like, way better than what I thought was happening. And it's just like, and then you see, like, people and you're like, ah, man, Scottie Pippen, man, you could have been making that fat cash, but you just didn't.
Yeah.
Because you had that weird honor.
All right, cool. Well, I mean, there's a million of them out there, but let's just jump into fucking Mandalorian, huh? Because we got to talk about Mando's season finale, and there's a lot to talk about. And you guys know, you two specifically know, that I am a humble individual, and I'm willing to admit when I'm wrong. I've done it a few times on this podcast. I've said I was wrong, but I'm also willing to admit when I'm right. And I saw motherfucking Luke Skywalker coming back a mile away. And he gave me all the feels. Don't get me started.
I didn't want to see Luke Skywalker.
Ooh, but I did.
One person I didn't want to see.
But we fought and I wanted him and I won.
But that gives you a perfect timeline of where they're sitting in the timeline. So
yeah, I mean, we kind of know from
we knew, but it was
remember last year it was the year that remember the 5 years ago that was the year Death Star 2 blew up, like, that right there, we know. We know
right.
what it is,
right?
But yeah,
right. I guess you should have seen it coming with Tarkin, like, being redone and Carrie Fisher being redone. guess they already had the technology.
Yeah, and I mean, is it perfect? No.
No.
It's never perfect.
I honestly expected them to recast. I did. I was like,
I did.
You're going to need a new fucking Luke if you're going to have him in the universe, so might as well recast. But I was happy to see Mark there. That was awesome. He did a good job.
I mean, it was just a really fucking... They pulled from so many things that got me like... Fucking, they did Terminator shots like...
Oh my God.
Pulling the doors open. And I'm like, that's a fucking Terminator shot. I'm like, I can go find that shot right now and just compare it. Like, they didn't even try. They're just like... They did a 100% homage that... Pulling that door open. And I like that, like... Fucking Moff Gideon is just like... When he's just like... Just... think that everything you do I already knew. And then I go back because I would always watch it once by myself, like on Friday, and then I would watch it with Tiffany and Griffin the next day, and it was really fun to sit back and they're sitting up forward and kind of watching them watch it and going like, oh fuck, look at them, and then them figuring things out and seeing things was really cool.
I mean, did any that my first thought when he like he's he one gets through Or no, he like and then he spaces the rest, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure they got rockets on their feet. I'm pretty sure they're gonna be back. Like that was less of a surprise than I expected.
Yeah, and like watching it the second time, like the moment he knew that they were who they were was when she used her voice on the fucking communicator and was all like, "Hey, we're getting fucking they're after us," and I'm like, he's that guy who would go, "Oh, that's them," on this voice. Let me start moving my stuff around right now. All right, cool. Activate those guys. Fucking try and block them. I know they're going to be coming. I'm going to go over here now and move. Mm-hmm. Start moving my pieces around.
Yep. No, there was... I don't know. I mean... We can talk about a lot of this episode. There were three parts that were my favorite. I know. I'll be like Ryan. I'll narrow it down to three. Fucking right at the beginning... With the dude, the fucking true believer, that's like, I watch Aldrin blow up. Right. You know how many of my friends... Oh, I love that line. You know how many my friends I lost on the Death Star? She's like, which one? I was like, yeah! We blew up two, motherfucker!
Right.
I love that interaction so much. I don't know, it just made me happy. That was a good scene.
Super good, yeah. I was a big fan of that. I really liked him. Them launch it like Boba, he's just like, you forget, like, you know, you never really saw him as a pilot, but like the guy is like a super good pilot. And I also like, you know, when they're going to gathering people up, that was episode 7, no, because they had the ship when they went to the bar to get Bo-Katan and stuff like that, and they basically said, she's like, I've heard your voice 1,000 times.
Yeah
right. I was like, hell yeah.
Yep.
They just hate them. They hate them clones.
Yep. And then, I mean, when you see the whole sequence, right? Like, you know how much we love hallway fights now? And, like, this is an extension of a hallway fight. And it was like, hey, remember when his dad was doing this and it was evil and mean? Here's a good guy doing it.
Right. And they did their Star Wars version of the Girls Get It Done. They had the fucking girl squad.
Yeah, so... Like, I didn't even notice that until it was pointed out to me. Like,
yeah,
it was all girls except for Mando.
Well, no,
Mando was off doing his own shit.
Yeah, so who assaulted the Imperial bridge was 4 diverse girls, right? Or women, I should say. And I didn't even notice it. And I was like, damn. That's done right. Like, you noticed it in Endgame. It was forced more. It was still fine, but it was forced. You didn't even notice it here. They gave... And it was there, and I was like, holy shit, I didn't even notice that.
Right, so we have seen it now. There's the Endgame. Cool, forced, but cool. You have the boys, where it happened, and then they literally comment, I guess girls get it done, commenting on the fact that it is girls doing it, and then this one. Where they're just badass, they just did the shit, they got everything done.
Yep.
And it didn't matter.
Yep.
Like when her gun jammed, she's like, my gun jammed! And just starts using it as a club? I was like, alright.
All right, what did you think, Adam? What was your take on the season finale? Or what things did you not enjoy or enjoy? I know you really wanted to see Luke, so I'm sure you're happy about that.
Yeah, that's the most disappointing thing.
It makes me so sad that you're disappointed.
I don't know. I just... Luke's so overdone.
What? We've seen him hardly at all in the last, like, billion years. How dare you?
There's the whole series based on him.
Okay, hang on. How much screen time have we seen a full Jedi Master Luke Skywalker? Doing Force shit. I mean, true. Hardly at all. Like, especially in his prime. This was him in his prime. We never seen him in his prime. The best we got was the end of Jedi, where he can do some shit, but still gets his ass kicked by the Emperor. And then in the new movies, where he's an old man who hates the Force. This is the only time we've gotten him being a badass, and I fucking loved it.
Yeah. Right. I agree. I guess I'm not nostalgic enough for the old shit.
You just wanted something else, probably, huh?
I wanted something else.
Yeah, and I can understand that.
Mainly just because everything's so disconnected from the other series.
Sure.
I just wanted something else, I guess.
No, I understand that. There's an interesting relationship there with at the end. Well, two of them. First of all, Boba Fett's not around. I imagine he'd have a small gripe against Skywalker, but maybe he's given it up after a while, because he technically was... Him and Han are the ones that put him in the fucking Sarlacc pit, right?
Right.
But also, fucking R2-D2. R2-D2 would remember Yoda, so it's kind of cool that Grogu is a species of Yoda, right?
Yeah.
Right. Because that's the thing. It's like, remember, R2 is of the two has never had his memory wiped.
Right.
So...
C-3PO we know has, but...
What if fucking... You know, like, there's all kinds of crazy things that are like, hey, man, like, who took Grogu? Like, what Jedi did it? What if it wasn't a Jedi? What was fucking R2, dude? What R2 did some shit?
Yeah, I saw that too. I was like, maybe. It just seems weird that he'd be like, I'm going to pick this guy out and let the other ones die. Best, you know, I don't know.
Right.
I know what the cool part is. Way at the end, when you see Jabba's palace.
Oh my God. Even the twin sons, I was like, oh shit, what are we doing here?
I know. I was like, ooh. And then Boba Fett comes in. straight to Bib Fortuna.
Wasn't it awesome though, seeing Bib Fortuna though? He's like, I took over. What do I do?
He's all fat.
He's awesome, dude. Like, yeah, it's all like he's just not good. He's not a Hutt, so he's just trying to be one. He's just like, ugh. But yeah, it was really good.
I had to tell Joy to go back and watch that because she didn't see it. She cut it off early.
No.
You did not do that.
There's no storyboards. I always watch the storyboards because there might be something after the storyboards.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, that little bit was like perfect.
Yeah.
And then it leads straight into Mando season 3. So
it's a separate show.
I know.
But yeah, that's the best part. It's like we had just gotten like that dump. Man, here's all the Disney shows. Aren't you so excited? Everyone's like, I'm so excited. And they've done such a great job of keeping shit hidden. And they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. One more. You want one more? How about one more?
Well, there was a lot of confusion, actually. For a long time, people were like, oh, yeah, that makes sense, because he's done with Grogu now, so season 3 will be the book of Boba Fett. And they're like, no. Season 3 is going to be like, let's go take Mandalore back, probably, or something. But you're going to get a news show about Boba Fett.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Good times. I don't know. I had a lot of fun watching
this. What's he doing? Because it's like, is he just going to hang out there? Is he going to be off fucking catching other dudes? You know what? Who's going to show up, Adam? You know, some Dengar is going to show up. And some Zuckus and Forlome and Bossk. I mean, if IG-88 hadn't downloaded his brain into the Death Star, like, minutes before it blew up.
Right. So, essentially, it'll be like, oh, there's that book, the Book of Boba, or the Tales of Boba Fett. Mm-hmm. That was like 95, and it's like a bunch of short stories.
Yeah, they probably might do something like that.
They might do something like that. Whereas, yeah, could be.
I'm hoping that a few of them are like Han's run-ins with them, right? Because Han is very familiar with Boba Fett. from the jump, so you know they've had some dealings in the past. It'd be kind of cool to watch that interaction.
That'd be cool, because maybe since they're in Jabba's palace now, maybe they'll bring back the Bomar monks and some other creatures. What actually went into the Rancor pit after Luke killed the Rancor?
Another Rancor, like, otherwise you'd have to rename it. It's a Rancor pit. You gotta have another Rancor, right? Otherwise you gotta rename it into the whatever pit.
Right?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Yeah. It'll be interesting to watch.
Yeah,
I'm always looking for the future.
Yeah, and that's your problem. Like every month and a half, they're like, "Hey, you end of one show, they're gonna be like another show. End of one month."
Yeah, but I've always had that problem with Adam. He's always looking to the future or the past, never his head and right what he's doing now.
Right, exactly.
That is true.
Fucking Yoda would have a field day with you.
All right, so yeah, Mando ended strong. Anything else to say about that, or can you talk about Wonder Woman?
It was really good. I thought they ended really, really strong.
Yep, I was happy with it.
Yeah, so was I.
I understand that if you're like, I was really hoping to see that fucking stupid Jedi that was trained by the blind guy and he's dumb and gay. Or if I really wanted to see the blind Jedi who's blind, or if I really wanted to see the fucking kid from the video game, then you're probably disappointed, but I was not. So.
You didn't want to have to explain it to Amy, did you?
Hey, I had to fucking, like, as soon as we see Jabba's Palace, I'm like, ooh, and she's like, what? I'm like, that's fucking Jabba's Palace!
Like, dude, it's funny. Like, that's, see, that little chair, the little, like, thing hanging down there? That's where fucking Leia, when she was trying to be sneaky, mm-hmm. hit her head on that when she was mm-hmm. walking through.
And look, they're going to have the worst guards in the universe come up pretty soon here. Oh, they got axes. Oh, they're shot.
And they're dead.
Yeah. All right, cool. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have so much other content coming out this year that I think it'll come a lot faster than by the time it comes up, we'll be like, oh shit. It's like something dropped today or yesterday. Oh, Sabrina, season 4. Like, I really like that show. I like the Sabrina. I thought it was pretty good. Well done. And then I didn't even think about it. And then they're like, oh yeah, season 4 is today. Kind of like tomorrow where Cobra Kai season 3 comes out.
Yeah.
I think you mean Sabrina.
Yeah, Sabrina, sorry. But Adam, did you get a chance to watch The Wonder Woman?
No, you know what pisses me off?
I didn't think you did.
So, I've got Amazon Prime, and we pay for HBO on Amazon Prime. Uh-huh. It's not Amazon or HBO Max. It's just regular HBO.
That's not true.
I'm kidding.
Oh, wait, you have regular HBO?
Yeah, I've got regular HBO.
Yeah,
like not HBO Max.
Right, that's a true statement.
And it's not on HBO, like regular HBO.
That's correct. You need HBO Max,
which drives me fucking batty. Well, I'm like,
but that's a known thing. Like, we knew that's their streaming service they're trying to drive people to. So. Right. But why do you pay for HBO and not HBO Max?
I don't know.
Why didn't you just cancel it then and like re-up it right there?
Well, you probably didn't know, but yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like me being who I am, I would have been like, fuck this, cancel, resubscribe. In 5 minutes, I would have been watching it.
Because it's similar to the same price. I think it's very close to the same price.
I think it's like $5 more. And now, I mean, they're like, hey, we want more people to subscribe, so you get like, 60% off for the next 6 months or something like that.
Yeah.
I was trying to bundle it into my Prime.
Oh.
Because we've got Showtime and HBO through Amazon, but...
No, Amazon ain't going to give you their shit. They're going to be like, you get this shit, but you don't get the good shit. All right. Yeah. Well, we'll talk in generalities then.
No, don't worry about it, because...
You always say that.
It'll be a while before I watch it, and I'll forget. Who's the villain? Cheetah?
Let's talk about that. So, okay. Yeah, what was your initial, just your thoughts after it, Dave?
Like, I felt it was too long, honestly. I felt it was slow a lot of places.
It was very long.
Yeah, like, so, I felt it was 20 minutes too long. I think the driving force was a fucking MacGuffin, like, the MacGuffin of all MacGuffins is just a thing that drives, like, it's like, why do you want this thing? Ah, it gives me this. Cool, what is it? Don't worry about what it is.
Wait,
you know?
What do you mean? Like, say that again. Oh, you mean...
Like, the stone. The stone, it's like, oh. The stone, it does, like, it does this thing. What is it? It's the thing that does it. Who made it? Some bad guy? Some bad guy?
Yeah, did they ever resolve? I mean, she talked about like, oh, I think I know what this might be, but they never...
I think it might be this.
But they never said it?
They said it's like, we don't... She doesn't know exactly who made it.
She just said... She said there's a lot of gods, and some of them do weird shit.
This thing, like, but my lasso is a lasso of truth. It's like, it's powered by truth. This thing is powered by something else.
Right, but they never said, oh, this is, like, made by blah, the god of chaos, or whatever.
They never said who made it, so I was like, that was a little, okay.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Yeah, no, I could see that. I mean, I bought it right away, I guess. I was like, okay, so...
I bought it. I was okay with it.
Yeah, superhero movie. Like, okay, so this is driving everything in this movie. Okay, yes. Fine. You're right. I would have liked more, like, context on it, but we didn't get it, so...
Right, right. I thought Max Lord was cool. I thought he was, like, a cool guy. Like, you could see, like, he was just grasping. It's like any kind of, like, it's a guy who, like, literally got in over his head and was, like, just swimming. You know what, how they say, like, you know, like, save yourself first, and, like, because otherwise that guy's gonna pull you down. He's literally pulling everything down with him. He's like, ah, pulling you down, pulling, hey, you do this for me and I'll do this for you, and he just keeps trying to. And basically the quicksand, the effect where it's like the more he struggles, the deeper he goes. So he tries to struggle more, which makes him go deeper, which...
Yeah.
And like, I like Cheetah, too. I thought, like, she started off as the character thing and was, like, got a little taste and was like, that's a fucking good taste. And then it just, once again, like, people, like that, so, like, the beginning scene, I thought the beginning scene was cool. It was like, okay, blah, 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 this happened, you know, hey, you can't win because you cheated. You took the shortcut. There's no shortcuts to being a hero. And then later on, the two people who became the villains literally took shortcuts to becoming heroes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I like Max Lord, too. That's one thing I think they did right that DC fails a lot of, is they made their villains personable. Like,
yes.
This guy is trying... He's got a kid. He's trying to be something. A lot of it for his kid. I mean, or at least he thinks it's for his kid. So he's trying to... And so to answer your question, Adam, I would say the main villain is Max Lord or Alice, whatever that guy's name is. I don't even know if he gets a name when he gets the whole powers thing, but...
No, he's literally Maxwell Lord.
Yeah, I think he is. And then, yeah, Cheetah, who is just, like, I mean... That you kind of buy, too. It's like, this person, she also had many flaws and just wanted more.
Right.
And, yeah, more kind of a thing. And then even that you can kind of see, like, oh, I took away your humanity and your givingness and stuff like that. Okay, now I understand why she got to be a bitch and stuff.
Wait, what?
Takes a while.
So it's basically an item, so it's a magic item. Basically, it will give you whatever, you wish for something, it will give you what you want, but will then take away something that you really hold dear. Something that's, like, you know, important to you. So
it's the monkey's paw.
That's what they refer to it as.
They literally say that in the movie.
Dude. Yeah.
No. They literally say that in the movie, where it's like, yeah, it's so...
So...
She's a good person, she's nice, people like her, but she's never a person that is going to take the big risks, take the advantages to her. It's like, step on someone to get ahead. And then basically she gets a little taste, and all of a sudden she's like, well, why would I not do this? It's better for me.
And, you know, this is one of the few ways they could bring back Chris Pine and it not make me annoyed. Remember, that was my big thing. I was like, why the fuck's he back? God damn it. So I was a little okay with that. I was okay with the fact that she seemed vulnerable for a little bit. Because you need that, right?
It was good where she was just like, she was vulnerable, and he's all like, they're talking to the guy, and he's all like, you know, hey, we got, it's like, you could do this. My people couldn't do this, or you could do this. And they were unwilling to do this. And she's like, yeah, I guess we just don't know. And she's like, I give up everything, and I want one thing, and I can't have one thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I thought there was a lot to like about the movie. I think where they missed, for me anyways, is it seemed like they were trying to make this theme of truth. Like, this whole, she's a being of truth. Truth is the most important thing. Without truth, you can't, you know yourself or anybody else. That's kind of what the whole beginning part is too. And, but it didn't hit home like it should have. It felt forced at every turn. Like, ah, truth? And I was like, what? Even my lasso is truth? And like, nah, it felt like you kind of threw that on. It didn't feel like the most clever writing in the world.
Right.
But of course, we've just got done watching a year of fucking Marvel shit that's gone together and Star Wars shit that's gone together, and it links together in such pretty chains that you want that, and when you don't get it, and you notice it more, I think.
You do notice it more, yes. Life is good, but it could be better.
he was fun, right? I really dig the 80 nostalgia. I thought that was fun, you know?
Right. So we just watched We Can Be Heroes, which is basically Robert Rodriguez made another kids movie.
Wait.
But
didn't he make Lava Girl and Shark Boy?
Yes, yeah. Effectively the sequel to that, like the, 15 years after the fact.
Oh man, they should, because right, like, now that is Adonis and Leander's favorite fucking show.
No, it is that sequel. Like, they are grown up in that movie, and the same actors are playing that.
Really?
And then there's,
because I looked on that, like, the girl, I was looking him up. The dude is obviously the sexy werewolf, but the girl, she hasn't done a whole lot, which made me kind of sad. Right. She's the better fucking actor of the two.
Right. And that's the whole thing, is it's not whatever the werewolf guy, because I guess he retired. He doesn't want to act or anything anymore.
Oh.
So it's basically not him, but then there's a bunch of people in there, like, but it's a kids movie that is super fun, super goofy. And he's basically one of the main heroes in that. And Tiffany's just like, man, it's like he's in everything. Mm. He's like, hey, and he's just a seems like a good person, and he's just a good actor. And he's like completely different in this.
Oh, that's good.
And he was in Mandalorian, and completely different as Master Lord. And so, but it's fun. It's like just a nice hour and a half kids movie that's super bright and colorful and ridiculous and fun.
Okay, we'll have to watch it then. Yeah, I really like that Rodriguez was like, you know what, I made this for my fucking kid who fucking dreamed up some shit, and I wanted to put it in a fucking movie and stuff. I thought that was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, which is funny, because, like, he also directed the episode where Boba Fett shows up with Slave One, the Hill episode, and he was just saying, like, he came in when they hired him, he just, like, they... He's like, yeah, so I went in the backyard. I had a guy put on a Boba Fett. My kid put on a Boba Fett helmet and put on a Star Wars helmet. We shot some stuff. And then it would be like, here's what I want to do. I want to have, like, a figure. And they did, like, action figures, like, and just flipping it with his hands. But they were recording it. And it was like, okay, there's that shot. There's that shot. And they come in and it's like, and everyone's all like, what? You basically did, like, the lowest budget but the most fun animatic that we've ever done. It cost you zero money because you already had all this stuff, but you came in with your shots already prepped up and ready to go.
Yep.
Because you just like this stuff so much.
That's cool. I liked it. I mean, I've actually never seen the movie that they love. I've just watched segments of it. Lava Girl and Shark Boy or whatever. But
Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
All they do is run around going, guess who I am? I'm like, I don't know, who are you today? Lava Girl! I'm like, all right, man.
Jesus Christ.
Very good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just fun. It's just...
Okay, we'll have to watch it.
Yeah, it's just one of those movies where you watch it and you're like, there's like no negativity in this, no cynicism, none of that, like any of that stuff in it, like that you're used to. So,
what's it called?
We Could Be Heroes.
We Could Be Heroes. Yep. We Could Be Heroes. Netflix. It's in the top 10.
So that's Wonder Woman. I still thought it was a fun movie. I thought it was a fine movie.
Yep.
I think it missed a few parts, but I thought it was great to watch. I had no qualms whatsoever about seeing that movie.
Nope. I just thought it was just a little long.
It was 2:40. That's a long fucking movie. Yeah.
And we were like, and Griff was just tired of watching it after. Like, he can get an hour and a half. There's a reason an hour and a half is how long a movie is. That's about how long you sit for, you know, if you get comfortable, whatever. It's like, I can sit longer because of just, but yeah. It's like,
way.
Yeah, and, but he is just, he's like, I'm done with this, man.
Well, it's long, fucking A. And, you know, they could have trimmed some shit. Like, I thought it was a fine shout out to the Invisible Jet, but it wasn't necessary, you know.
Right. That was like 4 minutes of them going like, Invisible Jet, driving through fireworks. Did it look awesome? Absolutely. Was it cool? Was it him feeling what it's like to fly, having been effectively dead for 75 years?
Well, even then, like, but I mean, I understand what they're thinking. Okay, we need to get her to get to the point of flight. How do we do that? We need this sequence in order to get her to the fact he teaches her how to, you know, whatever. You can argue that. But there's got to be, I don't know, there's got to be something else in there I think even the editing was fine. I just think that they could have, there's got to be some fat that could have been trimmed somewhere along the way. But
yeah.
I still enjoyed it.
Yeah. Because it feels sometimes like they did edit stuff where it was like, all right, so, yeah, so I can you go talk to, I can talk to this guy. He's got a place right next to the record place. Oh, cool, we'll be there tomorrow. And then just cuts to her walking down the street, and they're going, ugh, wow, that was quick. And you're like, was that a comment on how fast the editing was?
No,
or because, like, that.
Didn't they fly, like, to Israel or something?
Cairo.
Egypt? They flew to Egypt, and they're like, we'll meet you there in the morning.
Washington, D.C., yes.
Don't worry about fuel for our jet. We'll get there.
Right.
But, you know, even that, I'm like, whatever. It's a superhero movie. I'll deal with it. It's fine. It was interesting. All right. So that's that. Definitely worth, check it out. It's good.
Needs to ditch his HBO subscription on Prime.
I know, right?
Adam, you should be clicking right now. You should be clicking and be like, all right, done. Gone. What else have I been doing, though, man? I've just been playing a lot of fucking Cyberpunk, bro.
When does
yes, sir.
Doesn't WandaVision come out like shortly?
Yeah, like the 15.
Oh, we got 15 days.
Yeah, it's not like 15 minutes. It's
right.
I thought it was like, you know, 20 minutes or something.
No.
It's relatively soon.
It'll be here before you know it.
I bet you whatever in an hour and change you could watch all of fucking Cobra Kai if you really wanted to.
But we haven't been here since Christmas. How was your guys' Christmas? How'd it go? What'd you do? What'd you get? Anything cool? How many gift cards did you get? Did you see anything? Did you be anything? Tell me about it. Adam?
I don't believe in gift cards, so I refuse. I say no gift cards.
So if somebody gets one for you, you give it back?
Yeah, I just strongly advise not to gift card.
Well, I know that, but a lot of people don't know what to get people, so they get them gift cards.
Yeah, pretty much. I didn't give that much stuff. It was mainly stuff for the kid. Lots of Legos.
Yeah, we got a shit ton of Legos.
Christmas morning. How many sets did you have to put together at least?
We always have to put them together one time.
Once.
I'm like one time. We'll put them together one time. And then afterwards, they can go to a big bucket. I know you try and keep them separate, and you try and keep, like, your instructions and all that stuff, but that's fucking great. All of a sudden, page 8 and page 40 are fucking torn out. And I'm like, okay, well, these are gone. But, right.
Right. So, I had 3 sets to make, and I'm like, all right, we're gonna draw this out over a couple of days.
That's what you should do. They're home on Christmas vacation, so take some time.
We're gonna wait.
Yeah, we got a fire station one with a fire truck and a restaurant, like a burger restaurant that was on fire.
Ooh, that one's cool.
It was super cool. We got some Mandalorian ones. We got that.
Did you get a Baby Yoda one too? A Grogu? I think it's coming out now. That's one thing I've been watching is that tomorrow all the new Lego sets are dropped.
Legos go on sale. Yep.
And I think
the brand new sets are coming out tomorrow. So I'm like, I got my eyes on a couple of them.
Can I tell you how amazing it is that your children got these, but you referred them as, we got this, we got that, and then I'm looking forward to this next set. It's pretty sweet. You get new toys because people are giving them.
Really is.
They stop giving them to you. They give them to your kids, and you're like, they're mine now, bitch.
Well, he's got like all of my old Legos. So yeah,
nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Like what else? Like got some Nerf stuff, and then as I predicted, like a bunch of darts are missing. But then I like have a big bag filled with like 100 extra darts, and then I have like a bunch of packs with more darts and shit all over the place. So I'm like, once they're all gone, if they're all missing, which means they're here because they've never gone outside the house, right. So they're here somewhere. But that I got Tiffany got me this cool ass cookbook that's this guy, J. Kenzie Lopez Alt. Basically, it's this big ass fucking cookbook, but he breaks down the science of why everything is the way it is. So it's all like, hey, how do you want to cook these? And like, you know, like if someone were to go like, hey, give me a jumbo set of a jumbo eggs. What do jumbo eggs mean? Jumbo eggs have to be over 2.5 ounces and shit. Like, so it's a bunch of science and stuff that nobody ever really goes into.
That's
pretty cool.
Hmm. And,
like, and he goes like, hey, does the water in New York really make doughs better? I've got a bunch of bottled waters of varying kinds. He tested all of them to how many particles they are per million, and then just started doing all this stuff to see like what makes dough actually, you know, rise a certain the reason. What is it in it? So it was like an $80 or $70 cookbook, but it's more of a science book.
Oh, that's cool. It's neat.
Yeah.
Did you get anything cool, Chris?
Got some magic cards and a lot of running clothes. I need. Yeah.
You wanted? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like these are the things I want.
Yeah. Pretty much. Right. No, but I mean it sucks because I usually look forward to your guys' gifts more than anything. So, and all you guys
I have them all.
I ain't got my shit yet, buddy. And I'm like, come on, man, I'll bring you stuff.
Like I had, and it was funny. Like, and when I said like, hey, you know, and I didn't think Dave wanted to leave either. When Dave was all like, I'll just do whatever. And I'm like, Dave, dude, he's literally like 2 blocks away from Maple Grove. He is the closest to Maple Grove,
right?
Like that after that email or after that text chain was basically like 5 hours later, I got my stuff. I was like, yeah, cool. It's here.
I thought I would be the late one, but like New Year's Eve, my shit showed up after I complained enough. And they complained.
Funny, they actually,
I complained like crazy. Just, it was great.
It's just up the road. Like it delivered from up the road.
I was watching it, and it went from production. It sat there, and then they're like, we're really sorry, we screwed up. And then they listed 5 excuses as why they didn't get to it. And then they said, we're not going to make excuses. And I was like, but you just listed 5 excuses. But regardless, they did the right thing. They pushed it through production, some of the stuff, and then they got it here. So just in time for me to hold on to it for another 2 weeks because we don't see each other for 2 weeks.
I know. I'm still waiting for Ryan to give me his Christmas present from last year.
Well, you better do the gift exchange then, because I have a sneaking suspicion you're going to get it this year.
That's funny, though. No, I was dragging my feet on ordering shit, and it didn't get ordered until after Christmas.
Yeah, whatever, man. You just bring us all down. Whatever, man. Yeah, bring us down. It's cool.
But on Christmas Eve, I worked 11 hours. I was so pissed. Like,
yeah, that sucks.
It was not a good day.
Imagine if you were a train conductor. You wouldn't have to work at all on Christmas Eve.
That is true. or it'd be like three times the normal.
Yeah, you'd just be gone for 3 weeks. Ryan, what's happening, buddy? Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Ryan,
anybody notice that Ryan came in? Where's Ryan?
We're just about to be done. Well, we got about 15 more minutes here. How you doing?
I'm fine, man.
You're a working man. Working man.
I'm not muted.
No, you're just low. I'll turn you up.
Dave's got problems with his headset today.
Can you not hear Ryan?
Everybody's muted all the time. Fuck this.
Do you have, like, roll D20 still open?
did we lose Dave?
No, he's still there. He's doing the Max Headroom thing sometimes. We go... Blah, 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 blah.
Well, I actually got a new webcam for Christmas, but I keep forgetting to plug it in.
Are you going to plug it in over your bed?
Ooh.
No. There's no computer. It would be just hanging there. It'd be like, I guess you could role play, you know. Or on video.
I'm just saying, if you're gonna like live stream or you're sleeping, let us know.
Oh, we're gonna be drinking vodka straight from that.
Sounds good. Oh yeah. Oh,
it's fucking New Year's. He's got to do it.
Happy New Year.
Chris is ready to get out of here so he can go play video or board games.
No, so
he
can play board games with him.
Well, we're gonna do. We got East Coast New Year's coming up in 5 minutes, and then we can send it home from there. Ryan, what are you looking forward to in 2022?
Ah, that's a good question.
2022?
I want to see if he knows what year it is.
I just, like, auto-corrected your question is basically what happened there.
Well, then I would yell at you and say you didn't answer correctly.
I'd say you didn't ask a good question.
I did, though. I want to know what you're looking forward to in 2022.
2022, I'm looking forward to, I don't know, 2022 is far away. I guess COVID being eradicated, I feel like, you know, there's a chance, you know. First you gotta get the cure, then you gotta
you get the chicks.
But it'll always be around. Like, will keep a version of it. Just like they say, like, the game I played, Pandemic, the way it works is once you get the cure, as long as you treat all of the cities, then it's eradicated.
Yeah, how come in Pandemic, they should make a Trump version where, like, 40% of Trump supporters don't take the cures, so it keeps spreading, and you're like, what the fuck's wrong with you guys?
Maybe that's why we understand this, is because we played that goddamn game, and maybe that's what we need to do is trick all the Republicans into, you know, playing a video game. A pandemic.
Maybe.
You know, Bernie's fighting a good fight, trying to get us all $2,000. And McConnell's like, no. I always do exactly what I want, and I always get reelected, so it don't matter, man.
I'll never understand that. I'll never understand that guy. Like, I mean, whatever.
I think he's, like, evil.
Yeah, but I don't understand how he keeps getting elected. Oh! That makes sense. You're right. He probably just made a fucking crossroads demon deal back in the day, so he can't be not elected. Right. The demons keep him going.
Because there's all the weird stuff going on where it's like the people who like him in whatever Kentucky is like, it's like 28% or something like that. But how do you keep getting elected if 28% like you? Like, numbers just don't make sense.
They hate the other guy more, I think.
That's kind of the only thing, which doesn't make sense.
Gerrymandering.
Maybe
that's kind of how Trump happened.
Them.
Yeah.
Like, maybe, I don't know. There's money involved, I'm sure. He's got to be the most...
Where is he from? Kentucky?
Yeah,
it's the Kentucky mob. They're like, you did the run against old Mitch, all right? I guess that's how they talk in Kentucky. What the fuck was I going to say? I don't remember. Oh,
Ryan, how was your New Year?
Yeah, how was your New Year? Or how was your Christmas? I know how your Christmas. I already talked to you. You can talk to the other guys if you want about Christmas.
Christmas was good. How about you guys?
We already said it.
Really, Ryan? Christmas? You're gonna bring up that old holiday when we were in the cusp of the new holiday?
I guess we did talk on Tuesday.
So, what were you talking about Christmas? You know, Christmas was good. Yeah. Trying to stay up super late with everyone.
Like Christmas Eve?
No, right now.
Just now? I'm up now, but everyone else is not. So medium. But everybody did just go to bed. We did a random countdown.
Well, speaking of a random countdown, we got 1 minute until it's 2021 in Upper Michigan. So we'll count that down in a second.
So one thing I did find is like, I guess New York Post, right, had gone through like the 5,593 page legislation for, you know, the COVID-19 blah blah blah, and in there it says the Senate Intelligence Committee said in a comic that it directs the Director of National Intelligence in consultation with the Secretary of Defense and the heads of other such agencies to submit a report with 180 days of the date of the enactment of the act to the Congress about unidentified aerial phenomena.
Yeah.
You have 3 months.
Yep.
Give us stuff on UFOs.
Yep, 6 months. You get 6 months to tell us about UFOs. And to which anybody who knows anything about UFOs, or I mean like super secret agencies, will be like, yeah, sure, we'll tell you. No, don't worry about it. Yeah.
Wait, that's in
the It book? Is in there, yes.
Yes. Yes.
It's actually the only thing in there that I like.
Not even the $2,000?
Oh, we got 10 seconds. Count down to me. 10, 9. Eight, seven, six, five, four. There's a delay. Four, three, two, one. It's New Year's in Upper Michigan. Woo! Make out with your camera.
Ryan, get that new camera out and make out with it.
That's why I didn't plug it.
That's a callback.
Happy New Year's, everybody.
Everybody, yeah.
Yes, Dave, it's awesome that they put something in there about UFOs. Yeah. I love it. That's because people are like,
I thought that was.
Even fucking people in power are like, what the fuck is going on with UFOs? Can you guys tell us? And they're like, no. Like, we're going to give you 180 days to tell us. And they're like, all right, cool. 180 days. They'll have landed by then. We don't got to worry about it.
Right. And, they came out with their numbers, YouTube came out with their numbers, and 100 billion hours have been spent watching gaming content on YouTube in 2020. 100 billion hours.
Wait, just on YouTube?
Just on YouTube, just watching gaming content.
That is so much content. You know how much 100 billion is?
That's what I wonder. Like, is that like a leader? Or is like music videos higher? Or is dumb videos where kids do stupid pranks.
Well, isn't porn like 20% of actually all internet traffic or something like that?
Probably.
That's another good category.
The weird thing is that 98 billion of that is Chris.
That's so true. Can I tell you guys something that's kind of funny? When we did our countdown there, about a minute before, about 30 seconds before we started counting, time.gov went down. I think so many people went to time.gov that it fucking went down.
Cool.
They probably were clicking refresh.
Yeah, kind of like, I think it actually broke their server. It's still down. came back up now. So, yeah. I mean, technically I was like estimating our 10 second countdown. Sorry, Upper Michigan. But, yeah.
Fucking UP.
Percentage of total. I want to look up.
So, who cares? Ryan, what Lego set are you looking most forward to in the next year?
I am not looking forward to Legos.
You are
good.
I feel like the Mega Blocks, you know, the giant Legos.
Those are called Duplos.
Those, yeah, actually, I never really liked those.
Mega blocks are
they're just too big, you know.
Well, I mean, granted, they weren't good enough. They didn't stick together properly.
They didn't stick together. They just didn't.
Ryan, you're killing me.
It's probably not unrealistic to say that porn makes up 30% of the total data transferred across the internet.
Huh. Wow,
that's so much fucking porn. I can't believe I know porn. That's so much.
Or it's one really good.
Yeah, they just keep playing it over. One really good one and a whole bunch of bad stuff.
At some point, two girls woke up was like 3%. You know, that's hype. You know what I mean?
Probably.
Was it 3% of traffic, which is very
sad. I've never seen that. Can you explain it to me? What? Describe that one to me, will you?
You just have to see it. Just Google it.
Adam, what Lego set are you looking forward to in the new year?
There's a Mandalorian one with Baby Yoda in it. It's a cheapie. It's like $20 one that I really think we're probably going to get right off the bat. So it's got Baby Yoda, Mando, and a Tusken Raider as the characters. So I think probably that one. Oren's really looking at, you know, those big-ass giant boats that they used, like the freighter boat ones?
Yep.
They got a smaller version of it, of a police cruiser that I'm looking at, too.
And it's funny, Ryan, you missed it. I said, what'd you guys get for Christmas? And they're like, here's what we got. We got this Lego set. We got this other Lego set. And then Adam was like, yeah, and then we got this other Lego set. And I was like, oh, we, huh? So your kids' Legos are now your Legos.
Yeah, if I have to build it,
I claim. The thing that bugs me is all of our guys, so all the Lego people, are missing their heads or their torsos.
What does Joy do to them?
I don't know. Like, one day, she and Oren took all the heads off and all the legs off of every single figure we had. And I'm like, God damn it. It's like my OCD does. It's got off the wall.
How do they do that?
I don't know.
They're both psychopaths.
That's what I said.
I fear for your life now, Adam.
And off the legs and the head, and they say, who's that? And like, that's Dad.
I'm like, okay, so let's see. Darth Vader had Spider-Man's head on him, and okay, I just have to get over this, because,
so if that's Dad, who are these people? Those are Daddy's friends. Like, oh, shit.
It drives me absolutely bonkers. Like, I don't know why.
You're going to need to get out the Craggle.
Maybe, because...
Down on Craggle Rock. Down on Craggle Rock.
That's a good idea. That's a really good idea. We might need to do that.
You just want to put them all, when it was all like a... Hello, son. How's it going? His son and his mom and dad, Ryan.
Wait,
he's not like good cop, good cop. Yeah. You know, his mom and dad. When they're all like, he's like, don't worry, son. We'll just be standing here. It's like, no. Further to your left. And he kept moving further and further off. And then they just hit him with the craggle. Yeah,
that was good.
Ryan, are you ready? 1 hour, baby. Ryan's gonna stay up for another 8 hours and watch Cobra Kai.
You didn't see the trailer? It was like he's typing at the computer and it says the release date and he's like January 15th. And he's like, that's too long. And he backdates it to the one. And he's like, January 1st.
Yeah.
That really happened? Oh my god.
Yeah.
I feel like, when did that happen?
A week ago, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, like a week or 2 weeks ago, something like that.
Wow. What is one of your favorite consumption of media things from last year, Ryan? We already talked about it, but what did you enjoy last year from movies, games, TV shows, songs, operas, whatever? Give me one or two. Doesn't be your favorite, just something that you're like, I remember, that was cool.
I'm going to give a shout out to Monster Train from a video game media perspective. I haven't completed it. It's a game you can play a lot, and it's fun. And you got a long there's a bunch of different choices. It's like Slay the Spire, but different twists, you know. I like that one. There's a lot of games that came out, but I don't play a lot of games. It's one of the games I played. I'll give that one a shout out. For television and movies, I'll give a shout out to I'm gonna go with the recent Sherlock. It's old, but I've enjoyed it. And I'll probably go back and maybe even throw in, I like Utopia a lot. I found that good.
Did that scare you?
It was pretty intense.
But I mean, that's literally happening right now. We're getting a vaccine to something that only kills like 0.25% of the population, 0.025. Is that going to make us all infertile?
I don't see the Mr. Rabbit scenario.
Bill Gates is obviously Mr. Rabbit. I mean, this is obvious. I don't have to spell it out for you. Why do you think people are concerned? a ragtag group of rebels put together Utopia to try to warn us of this coming, and you're still like, whatever, shoot me up, Doc. Jesus Christ, fucking.
I know, that's why Mr. Emmett's going to succeed.
Can I be one of your kids, please?
Right, how far are you through, like, Sherlock?
Pretty far. I'm in the final season.
Oh,
so
nice.
We watched the first one of the final season. I think there's only like two or three in the final season.
There's like three episodes.
There's three episodes. Yeah, so there's 12 total, yeah.
Oh. So I think I got one or two left. But I found it enjoyable and just a good change of pace. It's also hard to remember what I watched before that, to be honest. You know, like I probably watched like, what's the show? Carnival Row? It's probably this year.
It's pronounced
very fucking
Carnival Row.
Carnival Row.
That didn't make my list. Sorry.
I like The Boys.
I liked it. I enjoyed it. I just didn't make my list.
I knew.
Obviously,
Ryan,
the Mandalorian, but I think that Mandalorian being
we didn't even talk about that.
I mean, it's such an episodic thing. It's like, shut your mouth. You know, like, it doesn't seem as eventful. It's more of like an ongoing thing, so it almost feels like maybe I should talk about it next year. Wait, I guess it did conclude. Sort of.
Is
there going to be another season? Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you could say season 2.
Did you watch it? Ryan, did you watch it all the way to the end?
Mm-hmm, I did.
He knows. Me and
after
Ryan, we talked about this already. He knows.
Okay.
He's in the know. He's like, I know all that shit.
Ryan's one of Ryan is now. He's up on that. He's a Star Wars OG.
It's true. He is.
He can look at things and be like,
you guys are like Ubers. You know, in the most positive way.
I don't know.
I'm still like
ultras,
fairly elite.
You mean?
Ultras. Sorry, yeah. You're right. Ultras. And I'm
say,
just.
I'm not
elite.
A driver.
Yes, you literally are
that's,
a driver.
That's what you do.
Uber is the worst. I remember when Adam was at last
I
year.
Still don't
years even. Ago, hates Uber.
Still don't like it.
Making it so everybody can drive.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Adam still hates Uber. That's true. So Adam's hoping for Uber to go away in the next year.
Mortal enemy.
Well, yeah. All
right.
I don't know. Those are things that pop into my mind.
Cool.
Nice. Hand simulator. I give that a shout out.
They corn popped into your mind.
Now you're just done. Speaking of which, never mind. That doesn't warrant any mention. All right. Well, I'm gonna be done. I can leave you guys on to talk and continue your whole shebang if you want. I'm gonna go do some shit. There's a party going on upstairs. I should go join it.
That's true.
We've got so much to talk about. I don't know if we can nail it down.
Yeah, that's true. We better try our best to nail it down. If it wasn't nailed down, that'd be a problem.
Are they making a ruckus?
I like when
your house?
I like when
doing what?
I like when Adam he laughs like a Roger Rabbit villain. It makes me happy.
It was a good laugh.
I didn't realize
self
that.
To death.
There's a gal at work who, when she laughs, it sounds like a monkey. She literally is like. So every time she does that, I do it at the top of my lungs.
I like a good laugh. It always makes me happy. Yeah.
I get yelled at for that one all the time.
No, it's fun. It's like, I mean, when we're doing the plays with Amy, and also not with Amy, in college, you love to hear laughing, and the oddest or loudest laugh was awesome. You learn to appreciate them. Like, somebody's laughing, and I'm trying to be funny. It's great. I love these people. I don't care what their laugh sounds like. It's awesome.
Nice.
So what you doing? You got party going on? Tell me more.
Tell me more. Did he change it all for you?
What kind of ruckus is going on up there?
I should see if the boys are sleeping because they were fucking going crazy before I came down. So, just their friend Oscar's here, and their parents are upstairs with Amy. I'm supposed to be playing a board game, but this was knowledge that was not given to me, so I'm going to go up and play a board game with some people that I've been imbibing, and I'm probably going to win real quick.
Hey, put on your fucking head thing, man, so we can you live stream this fucking game.
That would be pretty funny.
I don't want to do that, man.
It would be fucking sweet, man. It would be sweet.
They wouldn't even suspect a thing.
They would not suspect a thing. Come on, the giant fucking cowboy hat. It's my fucking New Year's hat.
The best part would be us texting you. No, you're doing it wrong.
That'd be
just
great.
For effect, you gotta have like a long cord coming out of the hat.
Isn't that cordless? Yeah, but I put a cord on just for effect.
It's low battery, so you know.
Big lens that zooms in and out. That'd be funny.
That'd be hilarious.
See, look, Ryan shows up, and everything goes crazy.
Okay, I'm out. Do you guys want me to keep recording here for you guys can talk amongst about 2021, or you want me to end it up? What do you want me to do?
I think we might be all talked out.
Close it out. I'm going to stay online, but I don't need to be recorded anymore.
Either. On the line? You're going to stay on the line?
Stay on the line.
All right, okay. Cool. Thanks for joining us this year. We've done 51 episodes of The Geeks Next Door this year. 253 total. My God, that's a lot of episodes. Ryan has done 7, so appreciate being there, Ryan, for your 7 episodes. Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
That's right, Chris. Check us out on Facebook, Geeks Next Door. We got a website, geeksnextdoor.xyz, and go ahead and shoot us no emails at geeksnextdoorftw. That's for the win, Chris. @gmail.com.
And I would be remiss if I didn't say we did get an email, but it was about the KFC chicken fluff fryer gaming console.
Talk about that. That thing is fucking tits.
Yeah, so, I mean, we talked about it kind of offline on Tuesday. If you want to know more about the KFC chicken fryer console, look it up. It's pretty awesome. So, but anyways, we're gone for the year. We're back next year. Everyone, thanks for joining us. Good night. Good year and all that stuff.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.